Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the right fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting third, the first baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ralph Michaels. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Wilbur Cooper. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Doc Gautreaux. Batting second, the shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third, the right fielder, Les Mann. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Gus Felix. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Cooney. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Cooney. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bancroft. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welsh. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a fly ball into center field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mann. The throw from Gonzalez and he is safe. Mann steals second. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welsh. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger bunts towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pittenger moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a line drive towards short. Pittenger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is hit by the pitch. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of John, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Welsh goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of man. Fragaugh reaches second base with a double. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fragaugh scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Gautreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a fly ball into right field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brooks. Mann reaches second base with a double. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mann moves to third. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0 for 1 in the game. Felix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mann scores. Burris moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 1 in the game. High hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 1 in the game. Pittenger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Felix is chasing the ball. Gonzalez rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper is hit by the pitch. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Welsh hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Gautreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John. Gautreau reaches second base with a double. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a line drive towards first. Fraga catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gautreau moves to third. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Man hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gautreau scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning six, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welsh, who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felix, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Gonzalez scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Felix hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Weiss. Felix reaches second base with a double. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 2 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Felix moves to third. One out. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Jimmy Welsh. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Felix scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Nays now playing left field. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 3 in the game. John hits a fly ball into center field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. High settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a line drive into left field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gautreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 3 in the game. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Gautreau moves to second. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mann hits a fly ball into right field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gautreau moves to third. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pittenger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Felix hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 3 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh takes first base on ball 4. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 4 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooney hits a fly ball into right field. Wise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gautreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.